This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
For NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with a song that's a moral call to action. The artist is Jessica Hoop, an artist we've been following since 2006. She did her Tiny Desk concert in 2020, and then she did one with Iron and Wine back in 2016. Jessica's here today to introduce us to a song called Hatred Has a Mother.
Hatred Has a Mother is an anthem. It's a rhythm-driven anthem and a get-your-mind-right kind of a track. Now, you gotta get your mind right because we are sharing the world with a great many people, a great many intelligent people who have different ideals. And this comes along with challenges that, if we're not careful, could drive us into division and despair and into making enemies of people that we could otherwise get along with. I've been personally very challenged. I think many people around me have been very, very personally challenged by the divisive forces at work. And so in this song, I'm going for curiosity, understanding, asking more questions and giving answers, aiming for compassion, and trying to find a place for everyone in the world somehow. The song was inspired by Ani DiFranco's tune, Revolutionary Love, and also by the book, See No Stranger, A Memoir and Manifesto of Revolutionary Love by Valerie Kaur.
When you find good people,
a sing for the river.
When you find good people,
a need for the giver.
When you find good people,
a wound with the trigger, an epic for the gun.
When you find good people,
a victim for the pen.
When you find good people,
a villain for the hymn.
When you find good people,
there's hands to make good men out of our wayward sons.
Come, join the revolution.
Nature loves a mirror, othered by others, mirroring the mirror. Give to your mirror revolutionary love.
Ooh, listen up. Ooh, give your mirror love. Ooh, listen up. Ooh, we are broken people.
We fall and break the earth.
So the deal was written
and contracted at birth.
And if I'm to be worthy
of mending any hurt, I must end my
wounds first.
Say, hey man, where do you come from? What neighborhood you grow up in? The hateful way that was taught to you can be unlearned too.
There is salmon in the river and a line for you. Come, join the revolutionary mother to mother. Hatred has a mother, naming the other. Nature loves a mirror, othered by others. Mirroring the mirror, give to your mirror. Mother to mother, hatred has a mother, naming the other. Nature loves a mirror, othered by others.
Jessica Hoop and the song Hatred Has a Mother from her sixth album called Order of Romance. It comes out in September. The album's produced with John Parrish, whom you may know from his work with PJ Harvey, amongst others. The song has been stuck in my head for the past week, and I really look forward to see what else they've cooked up. Now on to Jake Blount, an artist with a love for old spirituals and the Black Church, but also someone who, at the tender age of 8, declared himself an atheist. And though he's never reconciled with Christianity, the communal nature of that music brings him solace. Smithsonian Folkways asked him to make an album in the summer of 2020 in the wake of COVID and George Floyd, while suffering from what we now know as long COVID and thinking about mortality. Jake Blount dug into what he calls old songs. And so his album, The New Faith, was born, including our next song, Didn't It Rain?
Didn't It Rain is an old song. As far as I know, it first appears in the written record in 1919 in a work by Henry Thacker Burley, but I first heard it from an incredible musician named Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Sister Rosetta was a towering figure in the histories of both rock and roll and gospel genres, and an important forerunner for me as a Black queer person working with this material and in this sonic space. She's a great inspiration to me, and when I was working out my version of the song, I knew I wanted to give her a nod as well. But as I was working on this piece, as I was working on the record, I was cleaning out parts of my grandparents' house down in Smithfield, Virginia, that they'd recently had to vacate, and I stumbled upon dozens of cassette tapes of old Mahalia Jackson performances that my grandfather had recorded off the radio back in the day, and I found out that she'd also done a version of this song, and it's important to me when I'm playing this old traditional music that I put respect on the names of all the people who've performed that song before me, although so many of them did it better than I ever could. So it's my hope, as you listen through this, you will hear bits and pieces of Sister Rosetta and Mahalia. This is a really important track for me. The New Faith is an album that explores how Black future under climate change might look a lot like our past, and what better way to encapsulate that than this old, old song about rising waters and coming danger.
Didn't it rain, children? Oh, yes. Didn't it? You know, didn't it? Oh, my Lord, didn't it rain? Well, it rained 40 days, it rained 40 nights. Was no land nowhere in sight. God sent the raven to spread the news. Hoist his wings and away he flew. To the east, to the west, ooh, north, to the south, ooh, all day, all night. How it rained, how it rained. Oh, tell me, didn't it rain, 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 children? Rain, oh my Lord, didn't it? You know it didn't it? Oh my Lord, didn't it rain? Knock at the window, knock at the door. Crying, brother, can't you take a couple more? Brother said, well, your wallet looks a little thin. If you can't pay, you better learn to swim. Water rising
in the morning.
Water rising. Water rising
in the evening.
Keep rising all day long. Keep rising all night long. Tell me, didn't it rain, 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 children? Rain, oh my Lord, didn't it? You know, didn't it? Whoa, oh my Lord, didn't it rain?
Didn't it rain?
Rain, oh my Lord, didn't it rain? Didn't it rain?
Didn't it warm, oh my Lord, didn't it rain?
Jake Blount, the song Didn't It Rain, one of the many foreboding tunes on his album, The New Faith. It's an album filled with banjos and fiddles, but also rapping, looping, and some rock and roll. The album's out on Smithsonian Folkways, September 23rd. God Save the Animals is the ninth album from Alex G. Runner is the song I like to play. And here's a voice memo about a voice memo that became a song.
I wrote this song, Runner, a few years ago, soon after I finished my last record, which was called House of Sugar. The music and lyrics came together pretty quickly. I recorded it in a voice memo and forgot about it for a while. And then I needed songs for this new record, so I decided I'd use this one. I recorded the instrumental at Gradwell House Studios in New Jersey, and they have a beautiful grand piano at that studio, so I had a good time recording those piano bits. I recorded the vocals at Headroom Studios in Philadelphia. I wanted to try a more off-the-cuff approach to singing as opposed to my usual way of going about it, which is a little more calculated.
Alex G, you may know him as Sandy Alex G. The song I played, Runner, is from the album God Save the Animals. It's coming September 23rd on Domino Records. It's break time, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Hulu. Dive into the chilling new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, the riveting adaptation of the acclaimed true crime book. Based on shocking true events, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. Go deep into the hidden world of the town's tormented teenagers as detectives race to solve the sinister crime. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays only on Hulu. Support for NPR and the following message come from the American Cancer Society. Dr. Alpa Patel leads a team that researches cancer risk factors, and she shares how a new study aims to impact an underrepresented community.
My greatest hope for the Voices of Black Women study is that it will help us understand and identify culturally tailored ways to change and really eliminate the unacceptable disparities for future generations of Black women as it relates to cancer.
To learn more, go to voices.cancer.org. This message comes from NPR sponsor Stamps.com. When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with new music from Rubble Bucket, which is the music of Kalmia Traver and Alex Toth, amongst others. For a long time, the two were a couple with a debut album in 2008, and that relationship became, well, complicated. These days, they're still music mates, and their relationship has been a source and a subject in their music, including Alex's project simply called Toth. I'll play Morning in the Sun, which Alex describes as a pathway to healthier love and understanding. Here's Kalmia to expand on that idea.
So the seed for the whole song started when the show Upload asked Alex and I to submit songs to be the theme song for that show. And I watched the pilot and laughed a lot because it's hilarious. And I don't want to give it too much away, but the main character is this guy. And he has like a hyper controlling girlfriend. Basically, she wants him to upload his whole consciousness to this sort of digital futuristic retirement community because he dies in a car crash. This is all in the first episode. But right away, you pick up on, yeah, just a sort of toxicness between them. And I think that toxicness resonated for me as someone who's in recovery for codependency. So the first pass of the song came out almost as like a commercial for this place where you can go to escape change or transformation or death. And since then, Alex and I have chiseled away at the lyrics a good amount. And, you know, I think we both have this shared interest of understanding how do we break up harmful, toxic patterns and open up new energy for health and healing.
For the team in my head, 'cause I'd rather be real.
Rubble Bucket. Their new single from the show Upload is called Morning in the Sun. A video for that song can be found on the All Songs Considered site. And another song inspired by a TV show. This one's by Marlon Williams. The song is called Thinking of Nina. It's on a new album coming from the New Zealand artist in September called My Boy. And it's a very different sound from Marlon. It reminds me a bit of Roxy Music's Brian Ferry.
I wrote this song about a character on the FX TV show The Americans. About Nina, the Russian spy who plays the field on one too many sides and ends up in a lot of trouble. I'm also making fun of myself for caring so much about a TV character. Thinking of Nina as a tightly held little pop song that really doesn't go anywhere. Every time I try to usher it into a different zone, it would just adjust its grip, stubbornly and unapologetically clinging low to the ground. But actually, it's a song about stubbornness and control, so it makes sense that its wings are clipped in a way. It's also one of those songs whose production style is implicit in the writing process. I'd never recorded a song like this, but really there was just no other way to do it.
Marlon Williams and his new song, Thinking of Nina. It's on his new album called My Boy. It's out September 9th on Dead Oceans. The London band Dry Cleaning have their second album coming in the fall. The record is called Stump Work, and the song I'll take us out on is a thoughtful number that clocks in just under 2 minutes. And like the first song on today's show by Jessica Hoop, it's produced with John Parrish. Here's singer Florence Shaw shedding light on the song's origins. It's called Don't Press Me. I'm Bob Boylan for All Songs Considered. Take care, everybody.
I set myself the task of writing words and a little melody to sing to my own brain. You are always fighting me. You're always stressing me out. It kind of sounds like it's addressed to somebody else, someone who's kind of oppressing you, I guess, but it's actually written to myself. I was feeling frustrated at the time and felt like I was sort of engaging in a bit of self-sabotage. So I sort of wrote the melody and the lyrics of the chorus addressed to me. The recording session for this was at Rockfield, which is where we recorded our first album, New Long Leg. It's right on the border between England and Wales. And we recorded it with John Parrish. We felt like we could push things a bit more. I feel like John thought he could push us a bit more and we felt like we could push him a bit more, and it resulted in good stuff.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. This message comes from NPR sponsor, Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Last year, over 20,000 people joined the Body Electric study to change their sedentary, screen-filled lives. And guess what?
We saw amazing effects.
Now you can try NPR's Body Electric Challenge yourself. Listen to updated and new episodes wherever you get your podcasts.